Amen. I'd like just to welcome everybody who's going to be watching with us this morning. And we're excited that we've decided to open up Biki Biki. They say Biki Biki Mark Bayer. Little bit. So we trust 50 will become 100, will become 200 and back to normal. But you see, we're people of faith. We don't know when, but we still believe it's going to happen. And that's the joy that we have. So very welcome to everybody this morning. This morning I'd like to speak, building on last week, I want to speak about my table is ready. And we're going to end off this morning having Holy Communion. Ons gaan klaar maak met nagmaal en ook 'n surprise uit die kombuis vir elkeen van julle. So as you leave, please don't avoid. Go there to the kitchen and pick something up as you leave to go home. I want to speak about my table is ready. Last week we spoke about Psalm 23, and what God does is He has the ability to lay a table in front of our enemies, for us. And you'll see this, but we'll be speaking about that later. I'd like to just touch on something that's important this morning. And for those watching, please send this or forward this message. There's so much on social media and on news and on WhatsApps and SMSs that put fear into people, especially what I don't understand is especially Christians. We quote, we have not received the spirit of fear, but after a WhatsApp or a message, then we have fear. Like it doesn't make sense. Dit maak nie sin nie. Ons roem oor die skrif wat sê, ek het nie gees van vrees ontvang, maar van krag, liefde en selfbeheersing. Maar dan stuur iemand iets vir ons, en dis nie eers reg of bewys nie, en dan sit ons met vrees vir 'n paar dae daaroor. We were sitting with our full-time team and I drew two columns on our whiteboard and I said, let's look at among church. Kom ons kyk onder kerk. Wat is die buzzword van almal deesdae? And please, if you're watching, this is to encourage you as a father and a shepherd today. So don't unnecessarily take offense. And so what happens, we have a lot of stuff flying around like Antichrist. By the way, I'll show you in the Bible that in the Bible days already they said that that spirit of the Antichrist was already loosened in the world right in the time of the early disciples. Anyway, it's not something new. People and plans and leaders planning to be against Christ is as old as when Christ was crucified and resurrected. The Antichrist had already released that spirit to try and stop Christians. So it's like we act as if it's something new suddenly in the world. 666, Mark of the Beast, Illuminati, One World Order, and so I can go on of all these messages floating around, instilling fear in Christians, when if there was truth in it, it should encourage us because we're moving towards the coming of the Lord. And the latest is the vaccines and the jab. Now you'll see where I'm getting to. I will still send a video out about this, a little short clip. I've heard of families splitting, not talking to each other because of a vaccine or a jab. Christians. Recently I heard of families that were so close and friends that don't even visit anymore because of that. Now, if that's the fruit of the Spirit, then thumbs down. because you're missing it. For or against, you're missing it. Amen. People speak with such conviction, and they've read two articles and they've said, I have researched this. You ain't researched nothing. You just read something someone sent you. And then I drew a column that said, let's see if Jesus is speaking to the church about all of these things called end times, because it's in the Bible, not vaccine, but in the Bible is the mark of the beast, 666, all of this. There's certain things that are in the Bible, but it's the fruit is fear, confusion, anger, avoiding, disunity is the fruit. I said, but let's think, what is Jesus, the good shepherd? Wat sê Jesus, die goeie herder, vir sy kerk tans? Ek dink jy gaan by iets anders te uitkom. I think you're going to come to something different if you've got to hear what is Christ saying to his church at this time. Rejoice if you see these signs. The world will know you, my disciples, by the love you have for each other. You know a tree by its fruit. And this is what should be encouraging the church, and not, if you don't do it, I'll never speak to you again. If you don't, or do. And it's just absolute chaos through messages. And people are becoming convicted, yet not by what the word says, but becoming convicted by what somebody sends them on a message. Breaks my heart. It breaks my heart when I see the fruit and people's eyes are shut to see the plan of the enemy to bring confusion, fear, disunity, anger, judgment. All of it that's not biblical for the church in itself. And so I'll still send something out about that. And so, yeah, we see a feast of the enemy in the church and in families, twisting and misusing scripture out of context. Now, the Bible said families will father against son and son against daughter and all because of me. Well, that's because of him, not because of your sinning over the one world order. Get back into context. You're not breaking your family because of Christ. You're breaking it because of a WhatsApp you received. And God says, don't do that. And so we're seeing this column, and we've seen a column that I spoke to the team, and I said, what do you think God wants to do to the church in this time? I didn't give the answers. And my team started to say, God wants to knit the church tighter than ever. God wants to bring a unity, a godly unity. God wants to comfort his church. God wants to let his church look forward to his coming. All opposite of what we find. And so, guys, I've been building on for weeks about the Good Shepherd. It's the King of the universe and what he's busy with. All in his clock, his timing. But he's also a personal shepherd. Who said, that's what we spoke last week, het ons gepraat, van hy berei 'n tafel voor ons vyande, vir ons. En al wat ons sien is die vyand, en nie meer die tafel. Ons sien die planne en die geraas van die vyand, en nie meer die maaltyd wat die Here vir ons roep. Ons sien die dreigemente van die vyand, en ons sien nie meer die voedingswaarde en die voorreg om die tafel van die Here te sit met hom en met mekaar. Kan ek dit herhaal? Ons hoor die geraas van die vyand en ons sien nie meer, daar's 'n tafel gedek in die midde van die vyand vir ek en jy. Psalm 23 vers 5. En ons sien nie meer die voorreg om in die herder, die opperherder, is dit die regte, the chief shepherd, om in sy teenwoordigheid hy sit, dat hy sal inspraak, troos, voeding gee, en ons sal rejoice in sy teenwoordigheid. En iewerste moet die kerk en die leiers begin spreek, wat sê die herder vir die skape, en nie wat sê, wie ook al dit sê. And if I have to choose, I'm being honest, if I have to choose, I'm choosing to sit at the table and hear what the shepherd says above what some people say the enemy's latest voice is. I know the enemy's got a voice. Very real. But I also know my good shepherd has a voice that's more real. And that voice is the one I need to hear the clearest. You understand? It's like politicians who say, if you vote for me, I'll just give all of you houses and fridges and cars and free water and light. And I'd rather listen to a voice that I really believe can produce. Do you understand? And so that's what we're going to go into today. Let's have a look at Psalm 23, verse 5, and we'll start with Afrikaans. Elat me by a fierce maal aansit. Isn't that beautiful? Elat me by a fierce maal aansit, terwyl my teestanders moet toekyk. My vrou geniet om tafel te dek. Een paar van julle het al geëet in my huisie. Maar ek is baie trots. En daar skop iets in as ons gaste nooi by Karin. Kyk wat sê hy van ons goeie herder. Hy sê, u ontvang my soos 'n eregas. Is dit nie mooi nie? Sê saam met my, ek. Don't be shy. You watching, say that please. Don't be shy. Ek is 'n eregas. Omdat die Here so sê. Come on. I don't worry who visits. My wife accepts people who visit like eregaste when they come. With that which we have, she puts out her best. Because when you come to eat by us, she sees you as a guest of honor. And God says in his word, he's much higher than Karin. He says, I receive you at my table like an honored guest. When last have you felt, wanneer last het jy gevoel, ek is 'n eregas in die teenwoordigheid van my groot herder? Of ons moet hierdie aanstuur vir die volgende 20 ouens, want weet jy wat gebeur nou? Ons het gehoor in Amerika, beplan hulle nou dit, en daar gaan hulle nou dit begin, en dan stuur ons dit aan, en allemaal het vrees, en niemand sien naderhand eers die tafel van die groot herder, wat sê, eregas, kom sit. I'm not blind to the enemy, but my focus is on what my shepherd wants. Amen. Look how beautiful he says so. He says, "U ontvang my soos 'n eregas. Ek word oorlaai met hartlikheid." Hartlikheid is kindness. In the direct translation of oorlaai, actually in the dictionary is showered. He showers me with his kindness at his table. When? While the enemy's watching. And all he says, come unto me. Can you see the picture of the meal that he's prepared? Streams of water. And God is saying, that is for you, my friend. That is for you. Not for the goeie ou down the road. Sister, that's for you. If we have to fix our hearts, fix your heart. If you've got to repent, repent. You've got to say sorry to God, say sorry. But come to the table. Stop staying away. It's biblical, yet he said he invited the people and they had excuses. I'm definitely not going to sit with an excuse of negativity and I don't go to the table. Maak het sin. Ek gaan nie sit met die verskoning, met die vrot verskoning van negativiteit en vrees. En ek weier om na die tafel te kom, en ek is 'n eregas. As ek jou nooi, en jy wil nie na my huis toe kom nie, het is oké. Okay. Ek weet, ek het die beste vrou wat onthaal in die export. Maar moenie verwerp, as die herder jou nooi na sy tafel. Don't make excuse for the invitation to the Good Shepherd's table. For me, you can say, nee, ek is nie lus om by hom weer te gaan nie. sê maar net ons is besig. Jammer, baie dankie, ons is besig, ons kan nie daar uitkom nie. Dan say that to Jesus. Because then the enemy will flood you with lies. Amen. Don't get entangled in these things. I want you to see the next one, and this is very, very beautiful. It's in Hooglied, Song of Solomon. He says, he brought me to the banqueting house. He brought me to the banqueting house. We'll see hoe dit inpas met die vorige vers. He brought me to his banqueting house. His banner over me was love. He brought me. Isn't that beautiful? He brought me to his banqueting house. And that in the original Hebrew, banqueting house was the called the wine house. Because there was a place where there was rejoicing and refreshing. Say with me, rejoicing and refreshing. He brought me. He sees you getting down of the circumstance, the economy, the wars, the floods, the rumors of wars, the fears, and all these plans. And people are against even the church. And it's all this reality, facts. And he says, then he comes and he takes my hand to a table that he's prepared for me. And he brought me to the banqueting house. And his banner over me. That banner is very interesting. It's not politieke vlaggies wat waai. Kerkvlaggies. His banner is in the original means simply his standard. Say standard. He brought me to his banqueting hall. And his standard over me is love. God's love. I love you, and I want you to come and eat at my table. Because when you sit by me, you're going to be amazed at how you feel you belong. You're going to be amazed at how you feel refreshed, nourished, strengthened. Inner strength for tomorrow. When Corinne does this table and we invite, sometimes we have leaders and elders, and at the end of it, we usually get an SMS that says, thank you for just loving us and accepting and inviting us at the table. You know what? In our limited way, that banner is love. God's perfect banner is perfect love. Inviting you to his table. You can see the picture of my table. And I want you just to put your name in. I know my name is reserved. I'm invited. Do you see your name at the table of the Lord? Can you see whatever your name is? Jan, Irene, whoever. Can you see your name at that table? I want you just to think about it a bit. I want you to shift out of this dimension of flesh. Fear and conspiracies, and we live and move in this whole world. I want you just to lift a little bit into a spiritual dimension with Jesus and say, do you see, sien jy, dat jou naam daar is? And I say, kom. Kom, laat ons fellowship. Kom, laat ek jou voet. Kom, laat ek jou onrustigheid tot rust kan bring. Kom, laat ek jou kan verkoek. Jy bekommer jou oor wat jy geen beheer oor het, Ellen. The first thing I want to say is, he wants you there. You are loved, you are invited, and you are cared for. Let wel in die teenwoordigheid van jou vyand. tweede, maak vrede. Hier is 'n baie belangrike punt. I'm talking very basic today. This is very important. He places you at the table which is best for you. Dis interessant hoe verander dinge. Hy sit jou. Ek miskien omdat ek 'n pastor is, is ek baie genooi na troues toe. Miskien sou ek minder genooi gewees het. Maar amper al die troues wat julle as ouers beplan met julle kinders, is daar naamplaatjies. As jy daar inloop in die saal, dan is daar tafel 1, tafel 2, tafel 3, tafel 4 en nou sit ek, nou moet ek met Rian Pina sit by die tafel. Vandag gaan ons na die bruidegom of die bruid, kan ons nie net dit bietjie verander nie. Wie van julle het al ooit so gedink? Of julle so eerlik? Sometimes you get placed at a table that you don't want to be placed. You're not happy where the bride and the bridegroom have placed you. Isn't that true? Yet your name is there at the table. You are placed at table so and so, and there's probably a name, little nameplate put there. Now God, Jesus, puts your name at his table where he wants to place you. And you know what? Where he places you, he knows best. We cannot, now I'm changing this dimension a little bit. We cannot come with our own preferences. Let's have a look at Marcus 10, verse 38. I say, in Jacobus and Johannes, die seuns van Zebedeus, sons of Zebedee in English, het na hom gekom en gesê, Meester, ons wil hê dat u vir ons moet doen wat ons u ook al mag vra. Dis interessant. Lekker, hè? Jesus, yes, ons gaan nou vir u vra, u moet doen wat ons wil graag hê. Oké, okay, vra, sê Jesus. It's actually amazing, the flesh, how weak we are in our flesh. En hy sê vir hulle, wat wil julle hê, moet ek vir julle doen? En hulle antwoord, gee aan ons dat ons mag sit in u heerlikheid, een aan u regter en een aan u linkerhand. Want dis nou baie special, as ek baie naby. He knows where to place you at his table. And every placing at his table is as special, because later he says, only God knows. His Father knows. Like only God knows when he's coming, only God knows who's going to sit at which place next to him. The fact is, you're at the table. Ons sit on a klein tafelkie daar by ons huis. At our house, it's a little table. We sit sometimes 8 people or 10 people. And it's so interesting. Last Sunday, I had one of the eldest wives on my right-hand side. And and my wife on my left-hand side. The previous week, that same elder was invited for a different occasion, but his wife sat that side of the table, and another person sat next to me. And you know what's interesting? Around the table, there was no difference of the fellowship, the nourishment, the joy, the fun. There was nothing. I don't think one of the people that sat that side of the table thought, why am I not sitting here? Because they were invited, they were loved, they were honored, and they had, listen to this, people watching, listen, they had the same food and nourishment, love and care. Because they all were invited with the same heart. And here's where the problem is that you and me need to understand. You'll see the circle I'm going today. Ek doen alles met die rede. I'm saying this with a reason today. Remember what I started with? I won't visit with you anymore because you don't believe the same as me about the new world order. So we won't fellowship anymore. Really? You mean you won't sit next to me? When Jesus has said, Alan sits there, And Anna-Marie sits there. Now, Anna-Marie or Alan chooses, I will not sit next to you because you believe this about the 666 and I believe about the 666. So we won't sit at the same table anymore. When God has put my name there and God has put Anna-Marie's name there and God has put Rian's name there and God has put Renelle's name there and God has placed us in the table together to first of all enjoy His presence, nourish from Him, be refreshed by Him, and then fellowship with one another, the privilege of being together in His presence. And we say, I won't. Ek sal nie eens by jou kuier nie, want ek het gehoor dat jy... Regtig? Ek dink die duivel het 'n plan. En ons oë is gevestig op die verkeerde bron. Wanneer ek begin weier, even if I differ with you, I can still walk hand in hand if I don't see eye to eye. Amen? And it was right in. Look at the sad, look at the sad result. David talks about friends, betrayal. And I'm not talking about who's who, yeah? David talks some, this is one of the saddest verses that I've seen for a long time. In Psalm 55, verse 14, in the HS, that's a Holman's Bible, look what he says. Guys, we need to get mature. The body needs to mature. This stuff that's causing all this fear in us, that's not bringing you to maturity. It's just giving you some knowledge that's probably facts. It's not even truth, maybe. It's speculation. If anything is a conspiracy theory, it's as powerful as the theory of evolution. It's not proven. It's a theory. It sounds good and it looks like facts. It's not proven. And I don't want to have a testimony in the negative. Ek soek nie getuienis in negatief soos David, wat in Psalm 55 sê, we used to have close fellowship. We walked with the crowd into the house of God. And he says it was broken. Do you understand? I used to have such close fellowship with so-and-so, but since they've decided to believe this and this, I won't even walk with them anymore. I won't even talk with them anymore. Really? But the question is, die vraag is, waar is hulle naam geplaas? Miskien is dit langs jou geplaas. En jy moet kan uitwerk dat jou verhouding nie gebou is op daai goed, is gebou op Jesus Christus met mekaar. Hy is die gom. His life is the glue. He's the rock. Can you hear me there in the mother's room? We used to have close fellowship. Some of you watching, I'd like you to pass this to a few friends. It's time to build the fellowship again. And I'm not just talking about Sundays. I'm talking about belonging, caring, loving. Can you see the picture? If I speak different to you, if I sing different to you, if I pray different to you, I'm not saying to who I'm praying, but if I pray different to you, and I express my walk with Jesus different to you, don't just break the fellowship. Does it make sense? Let me use the example. If I sing out of a hymn book, vice versa, and you sing modern songs, don't think that I've now become part of the Antichrist because I sing out of a hymn book, or vice versa. Man, that stuff's nonsense, man. Do you understand what I'm saying? Satan's getting it right to put division between children of God whose names have been put together over rubbish. Rubbish arguments. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. The time I can't fellowship with you is the time you tell me you don't believe Jesus is God's Savior and Son for us. Then I say, I'll be your friend, but I can't fellowship with you anymore around God and His creation. Mark it in. Fundamentals. But there's another table. This table is forever. The Lord is my shepherd, and He's laid a table for me. But Jesus, before His death, He speaks about another table. Jesus kom in en voor sy dood begin hy weer praat oor 'n ander tafel. En dis waar ons moet ook dit embrace. Ons moet intrek in hierdie the Lord's table. In English they say die tafel van die Here. The Lord's table. And you and me as new creation, new creatures. All the more because of that table. All the more. Al hoe meer, omdat daai ander tafel, waarvoor ons nou gaan, in nagmaal in, die nagmaal tafel, nog te meer daaroor, moet ons hierdie kan by mekaar kom sit. Dat ons 'n getuienis vir die wêreld kan wees. Ons is sy kinders. Maak dit sin? Can see the picture. Come to the Lord's table. He's inviting you once again to His table. And again He's inviting you and me this morning to a meal of a difference. Maaltyd van verskil. En is wanneer ons na daai tafel toe gaan, en ons begin van daai maaltyd wat hy voorberei het, begin vat en eet, dat ek nader skuif aan my boetie en my sussie. Dat ek begin ware voeding begin kry. En ek begin ware genesing ervaar. Want ek begin by die regte tafel eet, by die regte bron van kos. Spys. En ek begin nader in oorwinning. And my judgments and my anger and my bitterness starts to fade as I start eating from that table. Because that table does two things. The one is it does a deep inner work and it gives a deep thanks. And the deep inner work is it says, Lord, forgive me. I thought I was so clever just to judge everybody. That deep inner work comes in and says, I want you to set your brother free who's hurt you. And I do it. I want you to forgive those like Stephen and Jesus. That at Stephen getting stoned, Stephanus word gestenig daar buitekant die stad of die dorp. En Stephanus sê, Here, op sy sterfbed sê hy nie, U is 'n God van justice, U sien wat hulle doen. Vat hulle, Here. Stephanus word gestenig onskuldig. En hy sê, Here, asseblief, moet dit nie teen hierdie ouens hou nie. Wow! That guy was eating from that table. When you can say, Lord, don't give them what they deserve. Give them grace, Lord. Then you've been feasting from that table. Can you see where I'm going? And so that second table comes and it starts to bring me closer to you, my brother. That I forgive you for what you've done. And I don't sit fast on the one or two things that we differ with. Because you are eating from the same table. And loving the Lord. Look at this beautiful verse. In the Holmans it says in John 6. John 6 it says, I am, verse 51, I am the living bread. I love that, eh? The living bread. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. If anyone eats of this bread, of that table, that's set. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. The bread that I will give for the life of this world is my flesh. Look how powerful Holy Communion of Nachmaal. Kijk hoe krachtig is. Hy sê, kom eet van hierdie tafel van my. Jy gaan sien wat gaan hier binnenkant begin gebeur. Jy gaan skoner en ontsla raak van die rubbish, die vrese, die verwarring, die kritiek, die bitterheid, die judgment, die hoogmoed. Can you just see how that stuff doesn't gel with God, man? En dit raak jy ontslaan, jy eet jy van hierdie brood, sy vlees, en hierdie lewe van Christus begin jou vat en versterk en verkoek en sterk maak met boldness vir die dag van môre. Love it. Love it. Die volgende skrif is Matteus 26 vers 26 tot 28. In die Afrikaans 53 en hy sê en terwyl hulle eet, neem Jesus die brood en nadat hy gedank het, breek hy dit en gee dit aan sy disippels en sê: "Neem, eet, dit is my liggaam." En dan kyk wat sê hy, toe neem hy die beker. Toe neem hy die beker. En nadat hy gedank het, gee hy dit aan hulle en sê: "Drink almal daaruit." Voor ek aangaan, drink almal daaruit. If you've eaten of the flesh and drank of the blood, in the sense of the bread and the wine of Jesus, and you're sincere, how can you just drink of that cup and then the next breath say, I will not sit next to this Christian? When it's that bread that's brought us as split people into one body. And it's that blood that's forgiven me my sins and I forgive him his sins that I think he's sinning. Hierdie Ellen, ek wil nie by hom sit nie, want weet wat, hy dink dit en dit en dit. Oh well, get over it. Let's drink the cup and start loving each other and shining the light of Christ in this world that's broken and lost. Does it make sense? I'm not asking you to agree with everything I believe when it comes to any theories. You don't have to believe the same as me with your theory, be it a conspiracy theory or any theory you have around the end times and who's the Antichrist and when's he going to appear and who's going to have what mark where and is it this chip and the microchip and is it this and that. You don't have to agree with me what I think about that. All I'm saying to you is drink of the same cup as me so that we can fellowship and fulfill what God's called us to do till he comes in this world. Because we've stopped talking about people must get saved, families must get healed, we need to love and fellowship, we talk about all of these things. We've lost focus. That also came out in our leadership. It says the church is starting to lose its focus. Why are we planted here? We don't think about it anymore. All we talk about is COVID, vaccines, Antichrist, New World Order. Well, then it's time to become united and start seeing people come to the Lord, families coming into Christ. Encourage people to get into the Word, to love Jesus. This little young man outside here, there's two of them that are looking after our cars. Bless them when you go out. The younger one who's got the security vest, he works in my garden. And he came to me Friday, we were going to let him sleep in the servants' quarters, and he said, please, he's the one who gave his life to the Lord a while ago, and he's changed completely. He said, I'm going to a prayer meeting. will I just lock and unlock for him? And he came to prayer meeting, and Saturday he worked the whole day in the garden. And he said to me, can I please give him a Bible when he came back? Not just because he didn't have it with him. Gave him in his Bible. And he says to me, sir, 2 o'clock I was awake and I put my light on and I've been reading the Bible and Jesus is speaking to me, new creature. I'm not going to tell him, come listen to this now. I want to tell you now about this 666, eh? Broer. No, I want to tell him, get into the word. Get filled. Love Jesus. He's going to get baptized now, but I'm going to let his pastor baptize him. I'd love to do it yesterday already, but they're going to have a baptism service. And he's busy going to prayer meetings and testifying. And his life's changed. I'm not going to start filling him with theories. Amen. It's not the season. Let him get filled with Jesus, the Holy Spirit, so he can be a light. His friends already have said, we don't know what's happened to you in the township. They said, this is just totally, he's just changed. They got no explanation for it. It's the God in him. And I will teach him about your name. He's also at that table. Come and feast. Look what it says as we finish that verse. Hy sê, drink almal hier uit, want dit is my bloed, die bloed van die Nuwe Testament, wat vir baie uitgestort word, tot vergifnis van sonde. As we're going to go in to this, and just before we switch off with the live, I'd like to just encourage the people watching. I've got one more picture I'd like to show you. Don't you want to at home take bread and communion with juice or wine and break bread and celebrate the real table of the Lord that He's prepared for His church. I'd like to see the last picture. I want to show you that's going to stay on during Holy Communion. And I want you to make a note of these three, and then the music team will come, but I'm just going to finish off. I want you to do three things today. I want you to thank Jesus for His banner of love over you. When you take that bread and that wine, I want you to thank Him for His banner over you, which is love. And that love took you right to the place of His crucifixion, laid His life down, sent His Holy Spirit. He's with you. Thank Him. The second is, I want you to have this desire. I want to eat and drink from heaven's hand, the bread and the wine. I want you to say, I want to eat, Lord, from today. I want to eat and drink from heaven's hand and not what man's hand's giving me. Do you understand what I'm saying there? Can you hear me? I want to eat from heaven's hand. Your bread and your wine. Not what other people tell me I must eat and drink. Because I know the result of your feeding does something in me. It's not easy, it's not lekker, and it definitely doesn't satisfy my flesh. But once I do eat, it's different. And the last one, and not the least, I want you to have a heart to say, I will honor and fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I will honor and fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Why? Because God has chosen where to put whose name. And when we go to the table, it's not about us, it's about Him who's invited us. And so I'm going to close off in prayer and then say goodbye to those that are viewing with us. May the Lord richly bless you as you break bread at home, in your workplace, or wherever you're watching this. Father, thank you for the table of the Lord of Psalm 23 that's laid before the enemy. And that at the end, at the Last Supper, the Lord's table, it was also done in the face of the enemy. But you've said if we eat this bread and drink this cup, we will have life and forgiveness of sins. And I pray that those three points will become real to us, Lord. That as we partake, life will flow from us. And a love for you and also a love for our brothers and sisters will bubble up inside us. And you will be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for watching and have a wonderful Sunday. Baie dankie dat jy saam gekyk het en 'n wonderlike Sondag verder. Tot ziens. Gaan vra dat die musiek